Tomorrow, there'll be a very special downtown presentation, a Detroit tradition for families, back in person. And we're told it'll be bigger, brighter, and better than ever. The Downtown Detroit Partnership, DDP, and DTE Energy Foundation, they're behind so many good things that happen around here. They're all proud to present the 18th annual Detroit Tree Lighting. Couldn't do it without Eric Larson, CEO of the Downtown Detroit Partnership, and our good old friend Lynette Dowler, who's with us just recently, the DTE Foundation president. As we get ready for Hobnobble Gobble tomorrow, the tree lighting tomorrow, and of course America's Thanksgiving Parade that we are all very, very excited about, presented by Gardner White. Lynette, good morning to you.
Good morning, Paul W. Thanks for having me this morning.
It's our pleasure. You're with another favorite person, Eric Larson. Hello, Eric.
Good morning, Paul. I think it's fun that Lynette and I can be one of the few first to wish you a happy holiday. Hard to believe the time is here.
I got to tell you, Eric, it's amazing you say that, because I was just thinking about that this morning, that it's astonishing how quickly Christmas and all of the holidays of this season are really creeping up very quickly. It's been a tough second year of the pandemic, but we are starting to, it's bizarre because the numbers are horrible for COVID right now, especially for Michigan, and yet we are opening and doing more and more things back to the way we used to, including the Detroit's tree lighting, which is a cherished tradition that brings lots of holiday cheer, and you guys are behind it all. Give me a little bit more, Eric, of what we can expect in the festivities tomorrow.
Well, Paul, it's so good to hear your voice, and thank you again for doing this. It's an absolute honor to be here with Lynette. They are DTE Energy Foundation and the DTE Energy Corporation are just, incredible partners. We've been doing this together now for 18 years, as you mentioned. It's not hard to do something bigger, brighter, and better this year, coming out of the kind of, couple of years we've had. But, we kick it off tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. at Campus Martius. Again, it is a family, friendly. It is an incredible opportunity for people to come together. We've got Michigan-grown 65-foot Norway spruce, which is the tallest tree we've had in the center of the city ever, with a 9-foot star on the top.
Wow.
20,000 LED lights will be lit when Dave Meter of DTE and Cindy Paskey of S3 flip the switch, and we just can't be more proud of being able to do this together and actually be able to bring the community together in a very real and genuine and free way.
And Lynette Dowler, DTE Foundation President, of course they're LED lights because they're more efficient, and that's the best way to go. We can all learn that if we turn all of our lights into LED lights, we're going to save money and save energy day in and day out, but 20,000 shimmering LED multicolored lights after that countdown, and Santa will be a part of all the action too, which I said earlier that DTE Energy Foundation is behind so many great things that are happening in Detroit. Certainly, you've been doing this and maintaining this tradition since it began.
Well, Paul, I would just say that the partnership with the DDP is so important to DTE Energy and DTE Foundation, because what they do is they just do spectacular activations all around our city and bring so many thousand people into our city to experience the brilliance of our city, our restaurants, our stores, and we expect to have upwards of 50,000 people in the city tomorrow to see the spectacular tree lighting. We're also going to have Beacon Park lit up tomorrow. Tomorrow is Light Up Beacon Park, and we've got 8,000 colored lights on the children's tree at Beacon Park. So that will kick off at 5 o'clock, and they'll be streaming the lights that'll be lit up at Campus Martius as well. So it's going to be a spectacular night.
Absolutely. And if you can't make it downtown tomorrow night, Channel 7 will be doing a special live Light Up the Season broadcast from 7 till 8 tomorrow night. So everybody will be able to participate, whether it be in person or on television. And there's a lot of entertainment that is planned. Eric, can you run through some of that again?
Absolutely, Paul. And you know, I just real quickly want to touch on what Lynette said. Together, we've been able to produce over 2,000 events throughout the year that have brought people back to the downtown. It's a time when the typical sort of office traffic isn't there. The local stores and restaurants and businesses need the business, need the support. And so together we've been able, you know, with many of our other partners to do that. You know, Beacon Park is a great example where we're spreading the footprint of excitement and joy. And that has been a tremendous help and boost for the city as well. In terms of entertainment, we have Cam Anthony, who, you know, is the winner of The Voice in 2021, incredible 20-year-old, you know, that just has, you know, has wowed America through the season of The Voice. Ashley Wagner is back with Olympic skater to show off some incredible moves on the ice, which is now presented by Visit Detroit, our friends Claude Molinari and that whole team. Tornetta Davis is back to belt out some incredible tunes, and then Neil Ryan, the producer. And then over at Beacon Park, you know, as Lynette said, we've got not only the Beacon Buddies and the local Detroit children decorating the tree, the children's tree, but Devin Griffin, Grammy-nominated songwriter.
Well, it's going to be great. Of course, the downtown restaurants and bars will be open. There'll be food trucks. There'll be great entertainment. There'll be, well, it's just a wonderful experience. Our Detroit tree lighting, light up the season. It'll happen tomorrow night. I'm glad we could talk with Eric Larson and Lynette Dowler on WJR.